I'm Dom Serafini, and this is My Two Cents. The advice given to the young and resourceful used to be, go west, young man. Later, this recommendation became less geographical and more geological. Plastic, young man, go into plastics. Today is more geophysical. The future is digital. The only problem with this latter statement is that it's an oxymoron. Digital is not the future, it's the past. Today we are beyond digital, way beyond. The challenges society now faces are the result of two powerful elements, digital and the internet, which by being blended together create what is true calling of the future, something that I call metavergence from the Greek word meta, or the beyond, and the Latin vergere, as in to converge. But before we can really appreciate the extent of this perfect storm and start to tell kids, metaverge, young man, metaverge, let's look at the digital phases we have historically gone through. It started as a science in the 1930s, then technology in the 1940s, later it became the digital revolution of the 1980s, then moved to the digital age, which was followed by a new digital age. We even entered into a digital divide, and finally progressed toward digital information. Each phase represented a particular aspect, from technological, digital revolution, to the consumeristic, digital age, to the social, digital divide, up until we reached the very fabric of humanity, digital information. With digital information, also called the information age, came information technology, or IT, a broad expression concerned with the process of information and integrated into the concept of the post-industrial society, meaning not involved in the production of tangible goods. IT has now evolved into a geospatial web. As you move through the world, a device can retrieve information about your area. During those phases, whatever was digital was easily interchanged with internet, like the internet revolution, internet era, etc. Digital and internet are two different elements, but in the mind of the public at large, they became one and the same. Today, however, it doesn't make any sense to talk about digital, since everything electronic is digital. Our television sets, our radios, our phones, our computers, plus video, cinema, photos, clocks, DVDs, audio recorders, address books, you name it, it's digital. Continuing to interject the word digital at every turn would be like always adding analog when talking about radio and television before 1990. Can you imagine? Analog television is here, or let's move to analog recorders. Did it make sense then? Of course not. That's why it wasn't used. Analog technology was there and we simply didn't question it. Understandably, in the beginning of the digital age, one would mention digital just to be specific, but nowadays adding digital to anything no longer make any sense. Realistically, today we are well beyond digital. We are entered into a post-digital era, which is not yet clearly defined, but close to what metavergence would generally illustrate. Convergence, as it is understood today, cannot be what lies beyond digital, simply because nowadays, if a company needs convergence, it can buy it. But this cannot continue forever. News Corp can buy as many MySpaces as it likes, but new and improved ones will continue to pop up on a weekly basis. Thus, convergence, as it can be envisioned, cannot be synonymous with merging or vertical and horizontal integration, but rather something like metavergence, which is outside the realm of traditional business models and the current scope of academia. Even in the academic world, and especially in the field of cybernetics or in the subculture that is cyberpunk, which is so fond of dystopia, I was unable to find a single paper about what lies beyond digital. And yet, the understanding of what lies beyond the world created by the metavergence of digital technology and the internet could offer solutions to the challenges of the future. There are lots of academic and trade talks about the future of digital television, digital cinema, etc., but they focus on technological innovations. Molecular information technology and quantum computers are not really what I'd consider post-digital. At its most basic, digital technology, which first appeared 75 years ago, is of utmost simplicity, being made of one of two digits, zero or one. Perhaps science cannot move beyond this, or it is possible that talks about what lies beyond digital are now taking place within the military, possibly spearheaded by the danger posed to society by EMP, or electromagnetic pulse. And what emerges doesn't go beyond warfare analysis, but it could be a start, since EMP generated by a nuclear explosion above ground would, in effect, cut transportation, power, communications, and all other sectors dependent on digital technology. Interestingly, the old vacuum tube-based equipment is much less vulnerable to EMP, so it is possible that what lies beyond digital is analog.